Welcome to the LNFFA Pantless Podcast. I am your host, George the Commish, joined by the Pinky Toe, Abraham.
Hola.
Today we are down a Miguel, RIP Miguel. You know, condolences to your family. He's dead now.
Either dead or asleep.
But nah, he's dead. He's dead, bro.
He's dead. He's dead.
All right, we're going to jump into last week's playoff action. Starting with my loss to Marlin. Fuck you, Marlin.
God damn, you suck, George. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I do. What can you do? Sometimes you play against Christian McCaffrey and he drops 40 on you.
Yeah, that's probably what did it.
Hill was out, so Waddle got a long bomb touchdown instead of him. So that also didn't help me.
Yeah, Marlon's just rolling with, what, three empty no spots?
Yep.
No cares, getting highest score.
So I was supposed to pick up the Raiders defense on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was missing a kicker, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up a kicker, and I picked up... What was it? I had two defenses on my two pickup list, and the first one didn't go through, and then I was supposed to pick up the Raiders as my second choice, and I ordered it wrong, and I ended up picking up two kickers.
Wow.
So then I couldn't start the Raiders because they were playing on Thursday, and they went off. So
25.
That could have helped me in the win if I had started the right flex, but I didn't start the right flex. So even if I got them, I would have lost by a point. So it doesn't matter.
I mean, it would have been funnier. Would have been having a pretty good laugh right now.
No, I wouldn't have.
I mean, I would.
I suck. This is what happens here.
I mean, your team did good. This is like 114 points. That's probably better than average.
It's just Pacheco got hurt, and I didn't know who to start on my flex. And I made the wrong choice. I had three possible options. Plug in Pacheco's backup. Plug in Tyson Chandler, who was starting. Or...
Ty Chandler.
Tyson Chandler. Thank you very much. Or OBJ. And I was like, maybe OBJ will catch a touchdown. That's what I went with. And he sucked it up. 1 point. So I lose. I suck. Good job, Marlon.
Agreed.
You're the best.
Marlon getting real aggressive. You
drafted Christian McCaffrey.
Yep. Yeah. What a pick.
Oh, it's a good time to get top score for him. Moving on. Victor versus Miguel.
The ass whooping of the week.
Sure was, Bob.
The math checks out. I believe that's the S. Oh.
The thing you should tell us was what's the thingy.
Hold on.
Biggest blowout. Emers, that wasn't a real game. Where is it? Where am I? I'm way ahead.
It's a 60-point blowout. Is that what that is?
Where's the chat thingy at? I don't know. He's the biggest blowout, dude. Nobody else scored as much as Victor and as low as...
No. Alex is 8 points behind... Victor and Daniel is 20 points.
All right, so that's the biggest blow. Never mind. Sorry, we apologize to Daniel. Obviously, you're the biggest blowout by far. This is the fucked up bracket. It's not easy to see, you know?
My bad. That's my fault. Apologies to Miguel.
Apologies to Daniel, obviously. We're disrespecting his garbage play.
It's impressive. Like, we still can't see your roster, how it shook out for only 50 points, but it's been a fucking doozy.
We'll get to that one. First, right. Victor, Miguel. Miguel's team just came and shit the bed. Just fucking 76 points. Garbage.
I think we should have put up fucking 160 here, but the Bijan with negative 0.1.
Yep. He should have gotten that top score. Sam Laporta got three touchdowns on Thursday night. Was that Thursday night? Whenever they played. Might have been Saturday night.
Yeah.
So that was a good way to start his week.
I mean, there was no combination of players Victor could start to lose this matchup.
What if he started Kenneth Gainwell?
Even then.
And Kenneth... both Algier and Bijan, right?
Uh-huh. Starts Bijan. Well, he did start Bijan, so if he starts...
But it's minus 31 points there.
Okay, so he starts Tyler Algier instead of...
Kenny Gainwell instead 20. Of... No, you can't start running back instead of a tight end.
No, wait.
This still gotta make sense, bro.
Right. So he starts Algier. Hold on. Algier over Cook.
Yeah.
Minus 34 points, right? No, minus 30 points.
And Gainwell over Swift. That's minus 6 points. There's no way.
There's no combination.
And then he just benches Laporta.
Points. Yeah.
he would have to start benching players. Oh.
How brave we go. Your team really sucked it up.
Yeah. Bad time to shit the bed, and they shit real good. Real good.
Yep.
Good job, Victor. Victor's going to win the league because Brian dropped Brock Purdy. So.
True. He might just win it. He's been on a 130-plus point streak for the past 3 games.
Can't keep it up. He can't keep it up. Support is not to score 3 touchdowns every week. No?
Cook
can't do what he did continuously, right? Come on, Victor can't get another championship, can he?
He's got a questionable tag. Is that just because he's chilling, not practicing?
I don't know. He probably dinged himself up. I don't know if it's serious.
Okay. Well, looking good for Victor.
Good job, Victor. Better luck next year, Miguel. He has an illness, so he should be fine. Just shoot him up with antibiotics or antiviral, whatever the fuck. He'll be fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're clearly not a doctor.
moving on. Emerson versus Brian playing for...
Fuck all.
7th place, bro.
Right. 7th place. Totally matters where you stand in the flip cup. In the chandelier.
And Brian wins easily because Emerson's team also shit the bed. But Brian's team shit the bed. Just shit the bed a little less.
Oh, this is a shit matchup.
Shit. That was so much shit that we're just gonna skip right over it. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, pretty bad. Apparently Brian would have lost to Luis if only he was actually playing him.
Yeah, he would have. Maybe we'll get rid of the safety of 7th and 8th place for next year. Just to keep the bracket going. And not have to worry about this bullshit next year. We'll see.
That would make sense. Could prevent Brian from trying to dump his players so that Daniel could pick him up.
I gotta help a buddy brother out.
Awfully cavalier about asking if he can cheat or not.
So how do I make sure Daniel picks up all my players?
How do I get my players to Daniel?
Oh, all right, whatever. Moving on.
Who's next?
Alex versus Daniel?
The ass kicking of the week. Still can't figure out how to look at Daniel's.
You gotta click on his name in the standings.
Ah, here we go.
I think.
He did not start T. Higgins.
Oh, yeah, his bench blew up, didn't it?
Yeah, T. Higgins, Jordan Addison, holy moly. I guess Justin Jefferson's back. Maybe you're just like, Addison will go back to, or continue being shit, I guess.
There's just two players that blew up for 20 and 27. But even if he started on both, he was still going to lose.
It's true.
An extra 40 points doesn't help.
Really fucking mediocre performance from the whole fucking team. God damn.
Worst start of the year.
Jesus.
By 10 points? Something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, more of the same for poor Daniel. It's almost over, buddy. One more game. You just gotta beat your brother and you'll be safe.
You just need your team to blow up.
It could have. Stranger things have happened, bro.
I don't know. You need like a 50% improvement from this week. It's a lot. Sounds like a lot.
I mean, Luis's team didn't score that many points either, though. He doesn't need to double his score. He just needs to score like 30 more points. And yeah, he's got Luis covered, bro.
That's true.
Although that is a 50% increase on what he did last week. So, yeah. Oh, not looking good for Daniel. Final matchup, closest matchup.
I just want to say before we move on, yeah. I was looking directly at Daniel when I proposed getting rid of the tattoo rule.
Right?
I said, someone's going to be last, and it's going to be you.
So you're saying you put the jinx on him. Clearly. That's what's happening.
Clearly.
Next time, all Ham's fault.
You vote yes. Next time you vote yes, get rid of the tattoo rule.
That's never going to happen, bro. Because we already have people with tattoos.
Yeah, but this is like lasered off in a fucking 10-minute session. I'll keep it. I'll fucking put more stuff around it.
There you go. We're not going to get rid of that tattoo rule. All right.
All right.
Just quit the league, bro.
I don't care. It's just that we can just keep losing people.
We might. We got replacements. When we don't have any more replacements, and we'll just jump down to 10 people, and then when we start losing the 10 people,
like, Daniel's gonna start talking to Denise and be like, damn, I can't be the next you.
We'll see. I mean, once we get older, like, what the fuck does it matter anyway, dude?
True. Yeah, start tattooing shit on my face.
Yeah. All right, final matchup of the week. Cam versus Luis.
Suck it, Luis. You suck.
Why must you suck so much? Jesus. God damn it.
I have never been more anxious or sweated harder than watching the end of that fucking game.
Oh, man. Singletary went off for him and Monster went off for him. And even Russell Wilson did pretty good. 17 points. You called it, right? Guaranteed 15-ish points from Russell Wilson. That's exactly what he gave him.
Couldn't get 18. That's a shame. Look at all those players who could have just gotten one more fucking point.
Gardner Minshew, boom.
Feels so good. Let's see what we got here.
Who could he have started at quarterback over? Baker Mayfield? Oh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
O'Connell? Yeah, easy start, O'Connell. Joe Flacco? I mean, Joe Flacco would have won it for him.
Making any start over Marquise Brown gets him the win.
That's rough. That's real rough.
Yep. Any start. Well, I guess you couldn't have started Pierce. Don't even a fucking tighter loss.
Oh, man, that would have been awesome. If he had, like, switched Marquise Brown at the like, last second, it's like, nah, I'm going to start Pierce, and Pierce only scores more.
It would have been the right call, though.
Oh, that's just such bad luck for him. Poor guy.
That's fucked. You deserve better than what your team gave you.
One more week. You just got to be Daniel. It's going to be the easiest win of your life, bro.
That's what everybody says.
Just don't start Marquise Brown and you're good. Probably don't start Taysom Hill anymore either. Just pick up a tight end. Start one of your flexes and you're set. Easy.
Is Derek Carr a better start than Lamar Jackson?
Probably not.
But it feels good once that game was fucking over and then Tuesday passed without any point corrections. God. Glorious. Glorious, glorious, glorious.
His butthole became unclenched. Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
You're safe. Showed Luis who's boss.
That's right. Right? Who's the better team that lost their starting players right at the fucking get-go of the season.
I mean, you got Jefferson back, though. Yeah. And you ended up with Chubb's Jerome replacement.
Ford. Oh yeah, running back number 23. So good.
Yeah, well, it's better than having no Chubb.
It's true. It's facts.
Sucks to be Luis. We'll see how it goes for him next week versus his brother in the toilet bowl.
Good luck. As a
recap for that week, I went 4-1 in my calls. Ham went 3-2. Gil went 4-1 as well. Fuck Ham digging up a bigger hole into death. Yeah, baby.
Can't wait. Can't fucking wait. Don't have to do this shit anymore.
Preview next week, round two of the playoffs, and the actual toilet bowl is next week. First game, Marlon versus Jason. I mean, do we make the calls without Miguel? We'll tell him to text in his calls tomorrow before the game start, and then he'll be fine. We'll plug him in later, so we'll be good. That way, he won't automatically lose for being dead.
Yep.
Because then we can't kill him. That's no fun.
True. That is true. Maybe he's just trying to get ahead of it. I hope you're okay, Miguel. Out of the matchup.
All right. Marlon versus Jason. Go Jason, right?
Oh,
go
yeah. Jason.
New winner. I think
we're all rooting for Jason. We want a new champ.
You got this, buddy. You could do it.
I believe in you. Just neglect your children for like a week or two, bro. It's fine.
It's just two more weeks. And this week's basically done. So it's really just one more week of neglect for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Stay in a hotel for a week. It's fine. Tell Tina I said it's okay.
It's not like it's like Christmas over the weekend or anything, right?
Yeah. Who cares about that? You're trying to get yourself like $1,300 or something. Extra cheddar.
You can make it up to the next year with that extra cheddar.
It's like that's like a Disney trip and a half for your whole family.
Oh, it's like half a Disney trip.
I guess so. Got a lot of kids. All right.
Go Jason, we said. Let's actually see the teams. He's got Taylor, Williams, Debo. Debo's been looking real nice. Look at him.
Sure has. Debo's been disgusting the past 3 weeks.
Oh, mama. All the puntos. But he's got Baltimore. Baltimore's good. Baltimore's a good defense.
They sure do.
But Josh Allen's got Chargers. And they're garbage. They just fucking gave up on the season. So he might blow up for like 50 points next week.
I mean, it's a wash. McCaffrey's going to be against Baltimore too.
Yeah, well, that's a wash on Debo and McCaffrey, but he's got Josh Allen versus Jordan Love and or Goff. He's probably going to start Goff, though.
Joe Mixon against Pittsburgh. How'd they do last time?
Pittsburgh's defense is...
You only got 7 against Pittsburgh.
Good, but like their quarterback plays so bad that they just like... They start off the game real strong, and then they slowly just lose faith because their quarterback sucks so much, so they stop trying towards the end of the games. And yeah, Mixon might go off in the second half for all of those people out there doing their in-game bets. Hit the over on Mixon in the second half.
There you go. Gambling advice with George.
I mean, Greg Davis for Marlins is a problem, right?
Yeah.
Goose Egg Davis. He's no longer Greg Davis. He's Goose Egg Davis Jesus now.
Christ. He's got fucking...
Two in a row, baby.
4 goose eggs in the past 6 weeks. Holy shit. Can he go not make that
5? This is a problem, though, because Watson's hurt and Atwell was out. Like, he had nothing. Like, you should really pick up some players, buddy. Let's look at the waiver wire for Marlon here. You know, you can pick up Palmer, Dot. It doesn't matter. Just put in 0 bids for someone. Like, anyone. You could start anyone over him. You're going to be better.
True.
You could have started his tight end and it would have been better. McKinnon threw a touchdown last week. 14 points. Boom. If Pacheco's still out, you start McKinnon, bro. There it is. Playing Las Vegas. They're garbage. Do it.
Joshua Palmer's just sitting there.
Justice Hill, huh? What's his face got hurt?
I would have figured somebody would have picked up Palmer.
Yeah, but it's because Herbert got hurt. So the Chargers are a hot fucking mess right now. Nobody's hot on the trail of Chargers players right now. Pick up Justice Hill and start him. There you go. Boom. Easiest start of your life.
There's no reason your bench should have empty spots.
Especially when you're starting Greg Davis and he's putting up loose eggs back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty shit.
Other than that, his team looks real good, though. McCaffrey's awesome. Mixon's going to be fine.
I don't know. Gabe Davis is 0 or 20. He's due for a 20-pointer.
Yeah, if you want to go with the gambler's fallacy, go for it, buddy.
I mean, you know I do. Does Marlin?
Does Marlin? This is the question.
I say yes.
You know what? Fuck it. They're playing the Chargers. You start him again. I'm sure he'll go off for like 20. Do it.
There you go.
Do it.
Don't fuck it up.
You can't do another goose egg, right? Three in a row? Not possible.
Literally impossible.
He's gonna go off for 20. 100%. Like he last time it was a goose egg, then 20. So this time it was goose egg. So he's gonna score 40. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Easy start of Marlin's life.
Right. San Francisco against Baltimore. That's kind of rough.
That's rough for both teams, though. Both those teams are good.
Yeah. Philly against the Giants.
Giants have been sucking.
They sure have.
They did good, and then they just shit the bed against New Orleans.
Just trying to find the other Giants game, but they're gonna play. They have yet to play. They need to play two more games against the fucking Giants.
Philly gets fun. To end the season beating up on the poor Giants, bro.
I mean, Giants, and then it's Arizona. That's
an easy stretch, bro.
Yeah, Jason, he really needs to win this one. But Cole Kmet is the weak spot, but he's been looking okay.
It'd been nicer if he had a better tight end, but it's serviceable. It's fine. He'll survive.
Javonte Williams due for a decent game.
Is he, though?
I don't know. I feel like he's a boomer bust here.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
It looks this record looks boomer bust E. He has a solid stretch of busts.
Let's see here. He had 16 points 2 weeks ago. So maybe he captures that magic again.
I mean, he's had one touchdown the entire season. He's due for a second.
New England gave up on their coach already, right? They're done playing.
Yeah. They got right. Javonte will be fine.
So who's going to take it, bro?
I don't know. Does Marlon start Goff against Minnesota?
Definitely. Can't start Love. I mean, can't start Love. But will he start Love?
Goff has Minnesota. It's like a common thing. Goff has Minnesota twice in the next 2-3 weeks.
That's just the way the schedule makers did it this year. Like, let's make division games. I don't know why they would do that. That's fucking stupid, but whatever. Yeah,
fucking horrible. Anyway. I'm going to give it to Jason because I wanted to win. And it looks like a pretty close matchup either way.
Go, Jason. Hopefully McCaffrey doesn't go off for 40 again.
Fingers crossed. Baltimore is the real deal.
All right. Next playoff matchup, Victor versus JaVale. We root for JaVale here just because we don't want Victor sneaking into the playoffs or into the final and then just blowing up for another championship, right?
JaVale doesn't deserve it, though. Shouldn't be in the playoffs.
But we don't want Victor to slip into the finals and then blow up for another championship.
JaVale should have been fucking 0-7 going into the second half of the season.
I mean, he should have been at least like 3-4.
Something like that.
He got married. It's easier, bro. Just let JaVale win the second championship.
I mean, Victor had a child, so.
Oh, well, there you go. Who's got the best juju? Like,
that's right, yeah.
Victor did start off really rough, and he's got on a fucking tear. How many games has he won in a row right now?
Yeah.
Jalay.
I mean, weddings are expensive, and children just kind of fall out of the girl, you know? So.
I mean, children become very expensive.
Who needs it more?
Who needs it more? Where does it tell you their win streaks, bro?
Go to league. And then go fuck yourself, because I have no idea.
It normally tells you in league, but now it doesn't, because it's playoffs time, and fuck it. Fuck your shit, bro.
Pretty much does not say who's on fire.
All right, well, he won last week. Let's just do it manually. One, two... 14, he won.
14, 13, 12. 13,
12.
11. 10.
Oof.
9.
All right, pretty good.
And then he lost week 8.
Okay, all right, there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Damn.
7 wins in a row, baby. Let's make it 8. Huh?
I guess so. Fuck it.
No. We're rooting for JaVale.
No, I'm rooting for Victor. Fuck you. Root for JaVale you want. I need to not die here, so I'm rooting for Victor.
All right. Matchup.
Yeah. Brock Purdy's is a fucking GOAT.
He is the GOAT. It's the best quarterback of all time.
I think Baltimore. I guess we'll find out if Baltimore's the real deal.
Baltimore's pretty good.
Bijan,
CeeDee Lamb's going against Miami. Miami actually has a pretty good defense. Cook is sick. Maybe he's not going to have his best game, even though it's going against the Chargers, and the Chargers blow donkey dick. So even if he isn't 100%, he might still go off for 20.
I mean, Bijan got negative fucking points for no reason at all.
His coach is fucking stupid. Gotta get Cordarrell Patterson's touches, bro.
I mean,
the defense will never see it coming.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, why play our best player? Let's throw in this old dude. Much, much better plan.
I mean, that means he has to have a bounce back game, right? Like, they're telling that coach a new asshole all week.
I mean, he's head coach. All right,
I'll fucking run him, bro. I'll fucking run him.
He's the head coach, and he hasn't been fired. He was doing this last year.
Did they at least beat Carolina? I don't even fucking know.
No, they lost.
Jesus.
Right? Was that the thing? Carolina came back on them? Let me check the actual scores.
Yeah, they lost 7-9. Jesus H. Christ.
To Carolina. Oof. Oh, maybe he'll wake up and give Bijan the touches. Give him the touches. But wasn't he also sick? Isn't that what was going on this weekend? Or was that somebody else?
It says it's inexplicable.
All right, there you go. Well, somebody else. Blame somebody else.
You can't not start him as the trouble. DeAndre Swift freaks some guaranteed points.
Nah, he's gonna bench him, and he's gonna blow up now that he's benched. And he started Rashee Rice, who's been going off, and now he's gonna have a bad game. That's just the law.
Do you think Victor's team's gonna shit the bed?
Yeah, easy. Except for Laporte. Laporte is gonna catch like 3 touchdowns against Minnesota. But everybody else, shit the bed. And I guess Purdy will probably get like 17 against Baltimore. And everybody else should the bid. Calling now. I guess the KC defense will probably get like 15 points against Las Vegas. So those three players, good. You just got to beat three players, Javel. You can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah. I'll take Victor.
Moving on.
Javel. All right. What's next?
I'm taking Javel. You're taking Victor. Me and Miguel are battling it out for fifth and sixth place. Obviously, I'm taking myself.
Is he starting Will Levis?
I doubt he starts him again. Who else is the other quarterback?
No, it's Tua.
Yeah, he benched Tua because reasons. No, Hill. You know?
No Tyreek Hill. That makes sense.
He's going against Dallas, though. It's another tough matchup. But it's going to be better than Will Levis. Was hurt? Or something? I don't know. Maybe I'll pick up another quarterback. Either way, I'm going to win. Easy, easiest win of my life. For fifth place. Yeah.
Aaron Jones is going to drop 40 on your ass, George.
Is he? Oh, he's no, playing Carolina. He's
Carolina, yeah.
You going, Miguel?
Ugh. Puka. I'm going to take Miguel.
He's taking Miguel. A.J. Brown's going to go off against the Giants. Yeah, too late. I'm going to be the top scorer the next 2 weeks. Watch. Then I'll be pissed. But I lost to fucking Martin's top scorer. I could have been the champion. All right. Emerson and Brian are done. So, good job, Brian, for taking seventh place. Yeah.
Set your lineups for top score. Probably not.
That's not going to happen, but you set your lineups for top score. Anyway.
Try your best, guys. Try your best.
Don't just drop all your players to fuck the toilet bowl.
Make the games a little more interesting for yourself over the next couple of days.
Yeah, just bet each other for something. I don't know.
There you go. Speaking of betting.
Next matchup. 9th and 10th place match, Abraham versus Alex. It's a very familiar match.
Yes. This is 3 years in a row. This is slightly worse. I think we're usually battling for 7th and 8th. But now it's 9th and 10th. Alex, same bet. A hat on the line.
I'm sure he'll go for it. I'm sure he's down for it.
It's all right. If I can hit me up in those text messages after George puts the podcast out. I'm going to take myself.
What a loser, bro. You're not only going to lose your hat to Alex, you're going to lose your life for betting on yourself.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
Oh, let's see the actual matchup. Let's check your teams out real quick. Week 16, action. Ham, who you got? Jackson, Ford, Chubba. Chubba took over that job, didn't he, huh?
He sure did. He's doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Doing good. Against Green Bay. Green Bay's defense is atrocious. So he might blow up for you. Justin Jefferson is back-ish.
Playing Chicago. Chicago sucks my asshole, so.
There you go.
I'm not playing Chicago. I'm playing Detroit. Detroit doesn't suck as much of an asshole.
Their defense is not great, though, so there you go. You're good. It's a good matchup. Is Michael Pittman gonna like live from that vicious hit?
I don't know.
Dear God, that guy got suspended real good.
Oh man, I'm sorry, Michael Pittman. Should have dropped you once I no longer needed you.
Yep, you ended his career, bro. That's what you caused.
Seems that way. I mean, he did what he had to do.
Just got enough points to get you that win. I mean, Isaiah Likely looked real good.
That's $7 I spent all fucking season. Victor shouldn't have dropped him, probably.
Probably. Nah,
he's got LaPorta.
He's got LaPorta, so. Yeah. Oh, and you're playing Alex. I think Alex is going to take this easily. No? Don't you have?
I feel like probably, but like, not going to.
Gibbs, Connors, yeah, pretty good. 1-2 running back punch.
Trevor Lawrence coming back.
Devontae Adams had a blow up game. Maybe he'll continue it.
5-step concussion protocol. He'll have two more opportunities to return to practice this week.
Who? Lawrence? Yeah. Got concussed?
Sure did.
I'm going to go with he doesn't play. So, go Jake Browdy. I don't know. His team's looking pretty weak. Travis Kelce, vintage game for the W against Las Vegas. Their defense is terrible.
See, he's trending downward. Got to break up with her, bro. I don't know if you listened, but fucking it up.
Come on, Travis. It's not your old age. It's obviously her.
Obviously. She who will not be named. Harrison Butker. I feel like we spent like the entire last season really looking at kickers, and then this season we're like, fuck it. Who cares?
We were invested last year.
who gives a shit that we prove that it kind of matters?
I mean, the people who take it serious. I really tried last week and I just picked a shit kicker. I was like, this Nick Folk fella, he's been doing real good. Hasn't missed a field goal all year. Blah, blah. Garbage. 4 points. Yeah. Fucking garbage. So Alex is going to win. Ham, you're going to lose a hat. And moving on.
Toilet bowl. The fucking better guy's bowl.
Let's see what he did there.
Yeah. Porque valen vergas. Right, Luis just has bad luck. It's the worst luck.
Daniel sucks. Luis has bad luck. So I mean, what's going to win out? The bad luck or the sucking?
He lost to me by point fucking six. I feel like they're after him this season. Like, they're just going to fucking... Daniel's going to put up 48 and Luis is going to put up 33.
Oh my god, that would be so depressing.
Devastating. Lost.
Now, wouldn't it be worse if he like blows up for like 130 and Daniel just goes off for like 131 out of nowhere?
No.
That'd be worse,
though. No, just Daniel's team puts up 54 and Luis just can't beat it. Just can't do it.
But he started Russell Wilson. That's a guaranteed 15 points, bro.
It was guaranteed.
That's already halfway there, or a quarter of the way there. Whatever. Math.
Daniel's projected to do okay.
104? Where's he getting his 104 points from? Who's he got? Fields? Jacobs? Oh, he's got Jacobs back. Yeah, baby. That's what's going to help him out. I wouldn't start him, but
he's making the starts, trying to get a repeat from T. Higgins and Jordan Addison.
No, you know how that works out, right? You bench the player, he blows up, and then you start him next week, and obviously he's like fucking garbage, right?
100% should be starting Kareem Hunt.
I mean, I feel like there's no way Luis loses it, but his luck is so bad that maybe Luis loses it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to vote for him. Fuck it.
Taking Luis.
I'm rooting for you, Luis. I'm rooting for you.
Fuck it. I'm taking Daniel. Fuck it. Let's do it. I'm fucking send it. Change I mean, fucking grave.
I mean, the comedy is there for the Luis loss, right? It's just miserable fucking season. It's the only way it could end. Losing to his little brother. It's like in a humiliating fashion, right?
Yeah. The only way.
All right, well, let's hope for that, and we're done.
All right, set your lineups, go fuck yourselves, I'm done, free from this fucking hell.
No, you're not, you gotta play for the hat, bro, remember, the hat. True.
Yeah, it's far less stakes, so just throw away $50 any fucking day.
Oh, man. I suck so much at fantasy football.
Sure do, George.
Marlon. God damn it. You're fucking hate you dude. All.
Agreed.
Except Victor, you're cool.
Nah, not at this. Not here. All right. Have a good one.
Later.
See y'all next week.